Introduction of the Virtue of Selfishness. The title of this book may evoke the kind of question that I hear once in a while. Why do you use the word selfishness to denote virtuous qualities of character when that word antagonizes so many people to whom it does not mean the things you mean? To those who ask it, my answer is for the reason that makes you afraid of it. But there are others who would not ask that question, sensing the moral coherence it impels, yet who are unable to formulate my actual reason or to identify the profound moral issue involved. It is to them that I will give a more explicit answer. It is not a mere semantic issue nor a matter of arbitrary choice. The meaningless ascribed in popular usage to the word selfishness is not merely wrong. It represents a devastating intellectual package deal which is responsible more than any other single factor for the arrested moral development of mankind. In popular usage, the word selfishness is a synonym of the evil. The image it conjures is of murderous brute who tramples over piles of corpses to achieve his own ends, who cares for no living being and pursues nothing but the gratification of the mindless whims of any other immediate moment. Yes, the exact meaning and dictionary definition of the word selfishness is concerned with one's own interest.